ice that left them unable to see a yard in front of their feet. Most terrifying of all were the avalanches. Cataracts of snow, sometimes a half mile wide, that roared down the mountainsides to entomb anyone unlucky enough to be in their way. So far, God had seen fit to spare all but 200 of Napoleon's men. Ahead, down the pass, there came a shout from the outriders.
"Laurent! Laurent!"
"At last," Napoleon murmured. A group of 12 riders emerged from the blowing snow. They were strong soldiers, the best he had, just like their commander. Not a one rode hunched over, but all were erect, chins held high. Major General Laurent trotted his horse to a stop before Napoleon, saluted, then dismounted. Napoleon embraced him, then stepped back and gestured to Constant, who hurried forward and handed Laurent a bottle of brandy. Laurent took a gulp, then another, then handed the bottle back. Napoleon said, "Report, old friend."
"We covered 8 miles, sir. No sign of enemy forces. The weather improves at the lower elevations, as does the depth of the snow. It will only get easier from here."
"Good. Very good."
"One note of interest," Laurent said, placing his hand on Napoleon's elbow and steering him a few feet away. "We've found something, General."
"And would you care to elaborate on the nature